The Malastare ambassador's residence occupied three mid-tier stories of a slender building located at the edge of the government district. The front of the residence looked out on the standalone galactic courts of the Justice Building, but the rear faced a narrow canyon that was more than 50 levels deep and off-limits to traffic. Following directions furnished by Pestage, Sidious rode turbolifts and pedestrian walkways to a meager balcony 10 levels above the upper story of the residence. His fury notwithstanding, he would have preferred to linger until nightfall, which came early to that part of Coruscant. But he was certain that the Gran were expecting word that the Maladians had satisfied the terms of the contract, and he couldn't risk having them flee for the stars before he got to them. So he lingered on the balcony until it and the walkway in both directions were unoccupied, then jumped from the overlook and called on the force to deliver him safely to a narrow ledge that ran beneath the lowest floor of the residence. There he perched, only for the time it took to activate the lightsaber he had retrieved from Plagueis' starship and use it to burn his way into a wide maintenance duct that perforated the building at each level. Crawling to the first egress, a distance of scarcely 10 meters, he lowered himself into a murky storage room and once more called the weapon's crimson blade from the hilt. Constructed to fit the Mune's large hand, the lightsaber felt unwieldy in Sidious's, so he switched to a two-handed grip. Moving with a caution that belied his murderous intent, and on the alert for cams and other security devices, he eased out of the room into a tight corridor and followed it toward the front of the building. There, in a formal entryway, two Dugs were standing guard in a desultory way. Moving quickly, a blur to human senses, he caught them by surprise, splitting open the chest and abdomen of one of them and beheading the other while the first was attempting to prevent his entrails from spilling onto the glossy mosaic floor. A brief scan of the foyer revealed the presence of cams installed in the walls and high ceiling. He wondered how the killings appeared to anyone monitoring a display screen. It must have seemed as if two Dugs had been butchered by a phantom. Still, all the more reason to hurry. He sprinted up the stairs to the next floor, where he heard a cacophony of human voices muffled by the thick door to a nearby room. Blowing the door inward with a force push, he took a wide stance in the shattered doorway and positioned the blade of the thrumming lightsaber vertically in front of him. Through the weapon's glow, he saw a dozen or more Sante guards in uniform seated around a table littered with food and drink containers gape at him in disbelief before reaching for weapons fastened to their hips or scurrying for others buried beneath the rubble of their celebratory meal.